ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః హరిః ఓం గణానాం త్వా గణపతిం హవామహే జ్యేష్ఠరాజం బ్రహ్మణాం బ్రహ్మణస్పత ఆనశ్వం వన్నోతిభిః సీద సాదనం శ్రీమహాగణాధిపతయే నమః సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమధ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం మాముపేత్య పునర్జన్మ దుఃఖాలయమశాశ్వతం నాప్నువంతి మహాత్మానః సంసిద్ధిం పరమాంగతాః. So this verse is connected with the earlier verse through a small avatarika by Shankara. Tava saulabhyena kim syat. Earlier it was said, Ishvara is sulabha. Easily, Ishvara is easy to get hold of because you need not get hold of Ishvara. It is already there. Praptasya praptihi. There are two things, I tell you, in life. One is prapti, the other is pratiti. Do. Prapti means what is already gained. Pratiti means what appears. So, ananya chetaha. So, when we are stuck with pratiti, prapti remains as though hidden and denied. Because pratiti, the child is sitting in the mother's lap and watching the movie. And the child is captivated by what all appears on the screen. And he forgets and ignores the mother in whose lap the child is sitting. Our situation is like that. So, the anya chetaha, the pratiti has overwhelmed us. And when pratiti becomes real, no surprise, prapti remains as though hidden and covered up. Hiranmayena patrena satyasyapihitam mukham. Satyasya mukham, the satya vastu, the reality which is the atma, its mukham means its nature, is covered. Apihitam is covered. By what? Hiranmayena patrana. By the glittering disc. What is this glittering disc? Namarupa. That is the glittering disc. So namarupa, the pratiti. So the pratiti, the glitter of the world. World is all glitter, no substance. And so this glitter covers it up. And so how to gain the prapti? You need not gain prapti. It is already gained. Only thing is, you should disassociate yourself from the pratiti. How? How to do that? There is nothing to be done physically because there is no physical thing in it. The mistake. So, you see, we entered into samsara, we came into samsara not by karma. If you come into samsara by karma, you get out of samsara by karma. Like you walk into the hall and you walk further, you walk out of the hall. So if we have walked into the samsara, we can walk out of the samsara. But if karma brought us into the samsara, karma can take us away from the samsara. So, if upasana brought us into the samsara, then upasana will take us out of the correct kind, the opposite kind of upasana will take us away from samsara. But we came into samsara by mistake. What is the mistake? Taking the pratiti to be real, appearance to be real. That is the mistake. And identifying with the appearance. So, therefore, we can get out of samsara by negating the mistake, that's it. You are out of the samsara. Like you are out of the fear of the snake by negating the mistake of the snake. Fear of the snake is the result of the mistake of the snake. Therefore, there is nothing to be done There is nothing to be accomplished. What all we have to do is disassociate the mind from the pratiti. Ananya chetaha. Let the mind be resolved in its swarupa. The samsara is over. Now, once you recognize that you are not the mind, then it doesn't matter whether the mind moves or doesn't move. But the precondition, please note, to know that you are not the mind, you need a calm mind. Please note. Only when the mind is calm, you will come to know that you are not the mind, you are the witness of the mind. Only then you will come to know. When the mind is agitated, why the mind gets agitated? Because of identification. Agitation means it's an energy. It's a peculiar energy. The agitated mind has a peculiar energy. That energy, it derives from identification. Therefore, when you identify with the mind invariably gets agitated. And when the mind is agitated, somebody coming and telling us that you are not the mind, you are not your mind, you are the Atma, Sakala Buddhi Pratyaya Sakshi, Shankara, is telling, it sounds hollow. We nod our head out of some goodwill and faith. But you will know that you are not the mind, you are the Sakala Buddhi Pratyaya Sakshi, you will know that fact. That as a fact you will know only when you have the prasada in the mind. It is like that. When the water is getting disturbed continuously, you cannot see what is underneath the water. Like that. A physical model. Anyway, therefore, to gain Ishvara is easy. Sulabha. Okay, we gain easily. Then what happens? Generally, we want to gain something. We gain by effort looks valuable. And what we gain with no effort, it is gained easily. It is generally considered valueless. This is human mind is like that. So what happens if we gain Ishvara, then what will happen? So Mahatmanaha, he becomes a Mahatma. The definition for the Mahatma is given in Gita itself. In Gita there are many definitions. Gita is its own lexicon. Suppose Mahatma, the word defined in Gita as Vasudeva Sarvamiti Sa Mahatma. Sudurlabhaha is later. Who knows that what all is none other than Ishvara. All being is Ishvara. All being. You see, in our lives, there are two things. One is matter and the other is the spirit. Take it like that. Spirit means consciousness. So, matter has two qualities. Nama, Rupa. Consciousness has two qualities. Three. The being, the knowing, the shining, knowing or shining, and the loving. These three are in the consciousness. Matter is nama rupa. Then how many realities are there now? Two? No. Only one reality. So only one reality is appearing as three and as two. As though they are different also. The three are here, the two are outside. As though. What is this? If it reality is one, why is it appearing as a three of consciousness and two of matter? Why it is appearing like that? Reality, one should appear as one only. Yeah, this is called Maya. That is the meaning of the word Maya. So Maya means magic. This is the magic. One reality appears as two of three of consciousness and two of matter. So, you see, consciousness being, I am conscious of the flower. I mean, manifest consciousness, that is what I am talking of. you are the when you are conscious, you are always conscious of something. It is a relative thing. You are conscious of the flower. I am conscious of sounds. I am conscious of forms. I am conscious of this. I am conscious of that. So this is how the matter and the spirit, they are always together. They constitute a dipole. And this dipole of spirit and matter has its origin in one vastu. You can describe the poles. The matter you can describe as nama rupa, because it has nama rupa. You can describe the consciousness as asti bhati priyam. But the vastu, which appeared as the dipole of consciousness versus matter, that cannot be described. It is ineffable, undescribable. Because it must be vyakta, then only the description has a meaning. Therefore, the vastu can only be described as avyakta. If it can be, if it is a description, then that is the description. Avyakta. It is coming. I have anticipated a bit earlier. Anyway, so that vastu, that reality which is appearing as consciousness and matter, as though divided, as subject and object, as though divided, that vastu you are. You need not gain it. That vastu you are. But unfortunately, we assess ourselves based on what the mind shows us, what the mind teaches us. The mind teaches us division and opposition. That is what mind teaches. Mind knows only two things, divide and oppose. Mind cannot do anything more than that. Therefore, so now ananya chetaha, you overcome this division by contemplation. Yomam smarati nityashaha. And once you do that, you gain the vastu, mamupetya, easily. Easy. Shri Krishna says it is easy. In some other place he says, susukham. He says, sulabha, he said, susukha. So, very easy, he says. So, the one who gains that vastu, that is another name for that vastu, is Vasudeva. So, Vasudeva sarvam. Sarvam means the spirit as well as the matter. That is the sarvam. What else is the sarvam? The spirit as well as the matter, both are in reality, both are one and the same. Appear as many, appear as the duality due to ignorance or due to the maya, but vastutaha one and the same. And this gentleman, he knows. Vasudeva sarvamiti. He knows jnanavan bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate. He is the jnanavan. He has this wisdom. What is that? Vasudeva sarvamiti. Andar bahar. Andar, within, without. Consciousness, matter. So everything is Ishvara. Vasudeva. Ishvara means the being. Vasudeva. Vasu, Deva. Vasu, the being. Deva, shining as the knowing. That is the Vasudeva. And everything is Vasudeva, and he knows. Such a person is called Mahatma. So, some Mahatma, you see, the Gita is its own lexicon. You have its own, Gita uses the word yoga, and it tells what is yoga. Suppose you see the word yoga in Gita, immediately you go to the dictionary, some other dictionary, unnecessary. You just look into Gita itself. It will tell you what is yoga. It works like that. Anyway, Mahatmanaha, so these Mahatmas, they gain me, mam upetya, gain Ishvara as the Atman. Once they gain Ishvara as the Atman, so they have now gained samsiddhim paramam gataha. They have gained parama samsiddhi. So parama means prakrushtam, Shankara, the superior. You see, there are many, many accomplishments in this world. Everything is an accomplishment. So you make some money, It is supposed to be an accomplishment. Like that they take. So, you get a university degree, that is an accomplishment. For somebody, he takes to sannyasa, he thinks that it is an accomplishment of its own. Chhod diya, hum sab chhod diya. So like that. So these are all very temporary accomplishments, very transient. You may call them accomplishment, but they are very superficial and transient. Very superficial means at the level of the mind on the surface. Superficial means what? So I did not take bath, there is so much dirt on the body, but I put on a nice tuxedo and come forth. That is called superficial. So tuxedo is looking very beautiful and very good and very shining, photographic, this and that. But inside he has not taken bath, you know, he has yet to take bath. So he knows it, everybody else also will know soon. So that is called superficial. All our accomplishments are like that. Very superficial accomplishments. So the worldly accomplishments are like that. Anyway, so somebody may call them siddhi. You can call them siddhi. Sometimes it is called like that. Siddhya siddhyo samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. You can call it that, a kind of a siddhi. You gain something. So, but then we need not get overwhelmed by those things. Because ultimately it is same whether you accomplish or not. Suppose a person is there at the age of 25. He got married and then stayed married till 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. So like that, so did he accomplish anything or not? We don't know. It is all a very complex thing it is. I don't know why I came to that example. So like that, you thought married, something else, something else, something else. All questions happen. I tell you a secret of this world. All questions happen and the answers happen. And at the end of it all, it is as though nothing ever happened. Vaisa hota hai. Like you are going to a movie. The first half of the movie, all questions happen. And then comes an interval. And after the interval, all answers happen and you come home. So what happened? Nothing ever happened. What happened? Kuch bhi nahi hua. What happened? Nothing happened. It's like that. Cricket match. First innings happened, second innings happened, third innings happened, fourth innings happened, everybody went home, it is as though nothing ever happened. How do you know that? Because they start again. Again they start. If something happened, then why should they start the same thing? They should start something more than that, something better than that. So nothing ever happened. Very superficial. That's why every climax is an anti-climax. The world is like that. That's why you see, and Mahatma used to say, at the end of intense enjoyment, sense enjoyment, you know, at the end of it, you don't feel fulfilled. You feel drained out and disenchanted, physically drained out and mentally disenchanted. You feel that way. You never feel fulfilled in sense enjoyment. That is a lesson. So anyway, so those siddhis are not siddhis at all. There is only one siddhi, that is the knowledge of the self. There is no other siddhi. So that siddhi parama samsiddhi, paramam samsiddhim. Then the parama, the word parama is explained in a different way. Sadhana janya na. If there is a siddhi, accomplishment, which is a product of effort, sadhana janya, siddhi, that is inferior. Compared with, inferior means just between the two states is comparison. Like first class and the university first. First class is great, but the university first is even greater, you know, something like that. So, sadhana janya, siddhi. You make an effort and get something out of it. So, now you call it siddhi. It is a kind of siddhi. But then paramasamsiddhi, you know what is that? You gain something which is never away from you, which is not time-bound, which is not the result of effort, and which is timeless. That kind of a gain, that is gaining Ishvara as the Atma, that is paramasamsiddhi. So, if paramasamsiddhi, the supreme accomplishment, if it is not gained by effort, then how do you gain it? You gain it by being it. Anubhavaika gamya siddhihi, paramasam siddhihi, that is sadhana janya siddhihi na anubhavaika gamya. Like that they define paramasam siddhihi. Paramasam siddhi means two separate words. If you do samasa, it becomes paramasam siddhihi. In samasa, it becomes like that. Anyway, so moksha ityarthaha. Moksha is, you see, it is not something that you gain by effort or any such thing. It is the being. You be, that's it. You be, just be, that is moksha. You see, suppose I see the flower. Before seeing the flower, what am I? Be. Be, you know, being. And now I am seeing the flower means what? I now identify with the mind and the sense organs, and then guna guneshu vartante. The mind and sense organs, they give the notion of a flower. Guna guneshu vartante, right? So I identify with the mind and sense organs and see the flower and say it is something good, very beautiful, this and that. Okay, it is very beautiful. And I enjoy the flower also. Okay, but now how long you will enjoy the flower? I will enjoy for a minute or half a minute or a minute. How long you will enjoy? Suppose you put a flower vase there, a very beautiful flower, how long anybody is going to enjoy that? How long? The blessed thing cannot remain intact for more than a few hours. And this person cannot enjoy every time I see it, I enjoy it. Is he going to enjoy like that, anybody? How long you enjoy? You enjoy for a half a minute. And then next time you look at it, it is you are neutral. And the third time you look at, oh come on, it is coming in the way. So it is, that is how it happens. And so you are enjoying. How long you enjoy? 30 seconds you enjoy. And then what? Moksha ho gaya na? There is moksha. Again you are the being. So moksha doesn't happen. Moksha is. Only this happens. Moksha is. But unfortunately, what is overlooked, and what happens is taken as real. What happens, how can it be real? Because what happens, unhappens. Time, you know. What is done is undone. And so, there is a contact. This is called contact. Contact happens in time, and then it unhappens also. Can I say unhappens? Okay, I am saying it. So it unhappens also. Then before the contact, what am I? Be. After the contact, what am I? Be. Arre, be is my swarupa. That, okay, I know be is my swarupa, but that be is limited. That is the mistake. That V is not limited. That V is unlimited. It is infinite. Suppose that V is infinite, then you are the Brahman. That's it. That is the Shastra. Over. So, you just be the Brahman. Be the Brahman means be the V. Unlimited. How unlimited? What limitations are there? You see, one Mahatma told me, I always remember it. He told me, I met him in Bombay, and he told me, Swamiji, I have nothing to do with the mind and body. What do you mean by that, sir? Yeah, whatever happens to the body doesn't happen to me. Whatever happens to the mind happens to the mind only, doesn't happen to me. Then what about you, sir? Nothing ever happens to me. Over. Because all happenings are in Prakriti only. Nothing, none in Purusha. Nothing ever happens to me. And whatever happens to the body or mind, anyway they happen, and I am not concerned with it. Nothing ever happens to me. My God. He is the Mahatma. That means what? Everybody is a bee. Even a mosquito is a bee only. Everybody is a bee only. First bee and then everything else. First I am. Then I am a human being. I am a Swami enjoying this flower. All that comes later, you know. First be. That being, you recognize that being as your Swarupa, and that being is infinite. That is the meaning of the word Brahma. That is the meaning of the word Aham Brahmasmi. That Vakya means that. I am the being. I am the being means I am the being which is not conditioned in any way by the time called mind and the space called body. Over. And the otherness is also gone with it. Everything is gone. Just the being. This is called Paramam Samsiddhim. And this Parama Samsiddhi, whosoever has gained, he is the Mahatma. And for this Mahatma, he has already gained Ishvara as the being. And for this Mahatma, there is no rebirth. Punarjanma na apnuvanti. You see, you may say, some people say like that, we should take rebirth. Only thing is, instead of taking rebirth as an Ugandan or a Nairobian, you should take rebirth as an American. Or, you should take a rebirth as a rich man. You should take rebirth as a beautiful person. So, see, people have all kinds of notions. They want to take rebirth. They assume that a particular birth is full of pain, but there are certain special births which are very exalted and glorious. I tell you, rebirth in any form is painful. Dukkhalayam janma. In any form, rebirth is painful. Because what is birth, you know? One Mahatma told me, birth means when the ego is born, then you are born. So, every day morning, the ego is born. When the ego is born, as the I am-ness which shines, identifies with the body that comes to light in the wake of I am-ness, so following that such an identification, the ego is born. And that is the birth. There is no other birth. That's why for a child, the mother gave birth. That is not the real birth. Because there is no person at that time. It is not the person's birth. The person who is celebrating birthday, he was not born at the time of birth. Right? At the time of birth, there was a body and there was a life. There was no person. There was no ego. Then who is born? At the time of birth, there is no person. So there is no person's birth. That is not the birthday of the person. Birthday of the person comes either in the 6th year, 7th year, 8th year, when he becomes an egoic person. The ego is born. That is the birthday of the person. So he has to look for it later. Because wo person nahi tha. So what birthday you are talking about? Anyway, so all birth is painful. Rebirth is painful. Dukkhalayam. We look at it like that. You see, samsara, if samsara is a mixture of sukha dukkha, and we want moksha, moksha from what we want? Moksha from what? Moksha is what? Moksha is not something special. Moksha is liberation. Liberation is always from something. From which do you want liberation? Yeah, I want liberation from dukkha, fair enough. What else? I don't want liberation from sukha, then you are not talking of moksha. You are not talking any moksha, sir. Subha subha phalai revam mokshyase karma bandhanaihi. That is moksha. Moksha means you will be at once liberated both from sukha and dukkha. That is moksha. Anyway, so sukha and dukkha are always together. They are associated with the birth, birth is identification with the body. So, anyway, punarjanma, there is no birth for these Mahatmas again. And so, because birth is dukkhalaya, and birth is ashashvata, anybody is ashashvata. Shashvata is a timeless, and ashashvata is not timeless. It has to go into dust, you know. That's why there is a meditation. The meditation is, we are advised to close the eyes and contemplate upon the body. This body, it is going to become dust. It will merge, it is dust and it will merge in the dust. And the death. So this body is dead. It will die. Formally it will die later. Informally, now itself it is dead. This body. So one has to die to the body. Don't think that I am imagining something and telling you. No. Pretyasmallokat amrutatvameti. See Bhashya, Shankara Bhashya, Keno Upanishad. Asmallokat pretya amrutatvameti. There we are not talking of leaving this world and going to some world above. That is Upanishad, you know. Asmallokat pretya, asmat dehat pretya. One has to die to the body. Dying to the body means dying to the world. Because body and world come together. Three things come together. Ego, body and the world. They always come together and they sink together in sleep. Therefore, this body identified person, this is all source of pain, dukkhalayam, even the sukha is pain. Even the sukha dukkha are there. What is sukha? Even that is also pain only. Why pain? Because it will bring dukkha. It is alternating with dukkha, and it is confusing the mind, and it is making the person slave to a similar mental experience later. So it is dukkha. Anyway, suppose a person is overeating and enjoying his food. Is it sukha or dukkha? It is dukkha. It is not sukha. He may claim that it is sukha. No, it is not sukha. It is dukkha. Therefore, sukha and dukkha, moksha is from both sukha and dukkha. So, the picture is very clear. Either you get liberation from both sukha and dukkha, or you remain in both sukha and dukkha. There is no question of holding to a piece of it. It doesn't work like that. Anyway, so, mam upetya, one has to gain Atma, Ishvara as the Atman. How? Just be. It works both ways. And the idea is a Mahatma is like that, just be. That is what a Mahatma is. And if you try to be, then you become a Mahatma too. Because you are a Mahatma already. You have to recognize it. So, in contemplation, we have to try to be in life. Why contemplation in life? We should always keep certain moments, certain time periods during the day, and we have to reserve those times for smaranam, for contemplation. Nityashaha mam smarati, satatam smarati. How to do smaranam? Ananya cheta. I am going back to that. So, ananya cheta means what? Just be. Only be, that's all. No, how can I only be? Try to be, only to be. So, the all-important word is a try. Don't ask how. Already so much I have said in the form of how only. There is nothing more can be said. Or you can say a lot more also, but ultimately it will be around this only. So, the most important thing is try. Try to be. Daily we should allot certain time for sitting quietly and trying. For what? To be. Trying to be means what? You drop all mental effort. That is, then you are be. Then you be. So, try to be. Just try. In doing so, you go beyond the personality. Sir, I tell you, we live a life of a persona, the life determined by a given personality. We live like that. Every word spoken, every act performed is dictated by the mind-manufactured personality, the person. We live like that. That is our bondage. You see, the liberation, moksha, is not for the person. The liberation, moksha, is from the person. It is not for the person. For the person, you see, sleep. Sleep is not for the person. Sleep is from the person. Moksha is from the person, not for the person. So, in being, under that moksha which we get anyway in sleep, satsampatti, chandogya, satsampatti. Sat is be. Sampatti means merger. Merging is called sampatti. So, merging the be, that is happening in sleep anyway, chandogya. So, arahas sat, sati sampadyante. Anyway, so, but consciously you have to do that. That is ananya chetaha, it becomes. And you gain maam, maamupetya. So, just one should try to be, and in being, we go beyond the personality with all its addictions and obsessions. The personality is a false entity. So, we have to do that. We have to transcend the personality. Don't ask how. You cannot explain it any further. So, you just keep on trying till you succeed. There is no failure. If only you persevere, there can be no failure. So, what supremely matters is sincerity and earnestness. That is the ananya chetaha. That way, you gain Ishvara as Atman now and here. So, I tell you, are you not fed up and vexed with the persona that you are? Are you not? I am. I am fed up with the person that I try to be, the person that I am. I take myself to be. I am fed up with that persona. I want to be free from it. You think like that, you are ready for the being. Mahamupetya. Problem is, the persona is addicted and obsessed to a number of things. And so, we take those addictions and obsessions as important. That is our problem. So, we have to see the need of becoming free, moksha, you know, free from this unnecessary self-identification with a bundle of memories, obsessions and addictions, which are all manufactured by the mind. They are all so many mental states, nothing more than that. So, one should be steadily resistant towards the ego. You should not strengthen the ego. Every time you act in a way, the ego is strengthened, you are strengthening the prison house. Because we are imprisoned in the petty prison cell called the mind or the ego. So, we should not strengthen that ego. We have to be resistant, steadily resist that ego. And that ego is unnecessary. It is the false thing. Unnecessary identification with all kinds of notions and all that. One has to examine one's mind. And this is the secret of success. And I am only trying to say, instead of saying, Mahatmanaha, Mahatmas gain this, gain that. I am saying you and I can be that Mahatma. That is how I am trying to convert it. It is doable. And it is something which we can accomplish in our lives now and here. That is Vedanta. Vedanta is not some postmortem effort, you know. So, dukkhalayam ashashvatam punarjanma na apnuvanti. Suppose I refuse to identify with the body now. No more identification with the body. Over. Punarjanma is not there. Suppose today I identify with the body and go to live the life of a person with all kinds of addictions and wrong notions and then go to sleep. And next morning again I identify with the body. That is punarjanma. And having gained nitya srishti, having gained a birth again, ego's birth is the birth. There is no other birth, I tell you. There is no other birth. There is no birth for matter. There is no birth for life. There is no birth for consciousness. There is no birth for anything. There is no birth for atma. There is only birth for ego. What do you call birthday? The date of birth which happened in the past, on that day, on that moment, nothing was born. Everything was as it is. Only the ego's birth is the birth. That is the punarjanma. For a jnani, the ego is over. He is free from the ego. It is not ego's freedom. It is freedom from ego. Therefore, for a jnani, he is not going, he will wake up, but he is not born. He wakes up. He is not born. Waking up is also for the body mind only, like sun atma ever shines. Anyway, so they leave this body mind behind and they get liberated. Vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabhaha. Next verse. A brahma bhuvana lokaha punaravartinorjuna mamupetyatu kaunteya punarjanmana vidyate. You see, for some people, janma they need, punarjanma they need, for some people. Really, if you move across, move among people, you will know. Some of the acharyas also, they want punarjanma. So they want here and there. So what is there if there is no birth, what is there? If there is no body, what enjoyment can be there? If there is no mind, suppose he is a mindless guy, what can he enjoy? Suppose he is born in Vaikuntha without mind, what will he do there? So like they just ridicule the Advaita. So the acharyas are like that. Some obsessions are there. The mind is like that. Nothing wrong with the Mahatma. Mahatma is a wonderful Mahatma. He gives food and he takes food. All that is good. But his obsessions are a problem. So they don't want this being and gaining Ishvara, now and here and being done with the body mind, no birth again, so merge into the whole and be the all this they don't like. They want to have some birth. Not in a painful body, but a painful form, but in a very exalted form in heaven, etc. Suppose, here is a guy who became one with Ishvara and saw no rebirth. And here is another person who did not want moksha, he did not get moksha, and he went and took birth in heaven. Which is better? Obviously the heaven thing is better, you know. That kind of a paropaksha could be there. And so he is answering that. So, suppose a person, he acquires a lot of merit. And he gains some punya loka, like heaven. There are many levels of heaven. So bhuh is this loka, you know. Bhuvaha is also around us, the antariksha. So we are moving in bhuvaha, standing on bhu and moving in bhuvaha. So for us, the heaven begins with suvaha. Suva, Svarloka. Svarloka, Suvarloka, Svargaloka. All are one and the same. The words are just mean the same. Therefore, Suvaha, from that heaven starts. Suvaha is the beginning of the heaven, not the end of the heaven. Because there are higher. So, Om Bhuvaha, ఓం శువః, ఓం జనః, అండ్ ఓం తపః, ఓం మహః, అండ్ ఓం బ్రహ్మ. దట్ ఈజ్ హౌ ఇట్ గోస్. సో సువర్లోక, తపోలోక, జనలోక, మహర్లోక, సత్యలోక. బ్రహ్మలోక ఇస్ ది సత్యలోక. ఓగుం సత్యం దేసే లైక్ దట్ యునో ద మంత్ర ఇస్ దే సత్యలోక. సో దట్ సత్యలోక ఇస్ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మలోక హియర్. దట్ సత్యలోక ఈజ్ ద ఎడ్జ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్. దట్ ఈస్ ది ఎడ్జ్, ది టాప్ మోస్ట్ పాయింట్. టాప్ మోస్ట్ మీన్స్ సుపీరియర్, ది మోస్ట్ సుపీరియర్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ సత్యలోక. సో ఏ పర్సన్ హ్యాజ్ ఎక్వైర్డ్ మెరిట్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ మెరిటోరియస్ లోకాస్. సో ఏ పర్సన్ హ్యాజ్ ఎక్వైర్డ్ మెరిట్ అండ్ గాన్ టు సువహ, వాట్ విల్ హ్యాపన్ టు హిమ్? పునరావర్తినోర్జున, హీ విల్ కమ్ బ్యాక్. కమ్ బ్యాక్ మీన్స్ హీ విల్ డై దేర్ అండ్ టేక్ బర్త్ హియర్. పునరావర్తిన. అండ్ జనలోక, మహర్లోక, తపోలోక, ఫ్రమ్ దోస్ లోకాస్ మహాత్మాస్ ఆర్ దేర్, గ్రేట్ సోల్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, దే విల్ కమ్ బ్యాక్. దెన్ బ్రహ్మలోక ఆర్ సత్యలోక, ఫ్రమ్ దేర్ దే విల్ కమ్ బ్యాక్. దిస్ ఆ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఎక్స్క్లూడింగ్ బ్రహ్మలోక, దిస్ ఆ ఇంక్లూడింగ్ బ్రహ్మలోక. ఆ కుడ్ ఎక్స్క్లూడ్, ఆ కుడ్ ఇంక్లూడ్, దిస్ ఈజ్ ది ఇంక్లూజివ్ ఆ. సో ఐ టెల్ యూ, వెన్ దేర్ ఈస్ ది క్వశ్చన్ ఆఫ్ గోయింగ్, ద రిటర్న్ విల్ బి దేర్. దేర్ ఫార్ డైయింగ్ హియర్, టేకింగ్ బర్త్ ఇన్ హయ్యర్ హెవెన్, highest heaven also doesn't matter. Again the person has to die there and come back here. Therefore the purushartha is a, dharmartha kama is one level, moksha is a, another level. In dharmartha kama situation, so you make dharma and enjoy artha and kama here, make some more dharma and enjoy artha and kama afterwards in the other world. But in the other world means one has to die here and one has to take birth here. That means one has to go through the torture and fear of death here, and one has to go through the pangs of birth there, whatever pangs they are there. And that repeats again. One has to die there and come here. It is never fixed, you know. It is all uncertain. Whole life is uncertain. So a person who dies here, we don't know whether he will go to heaven or hell. We don't know. నృగ మహారాజా, ఇన్ భాగవతం దేర్ ఇస్ అ స్టోరీ, నృగ కింగ్ నృగ, హీ హ్యాస్ డొనేటెడ్ మిలియన్స్ అండ్ మిలియన్స్ ఆఫ్ కౌస్ టు పీపుల్. గోదానా, మిలియన్స్ అండ్ మిలియన్ గోదానాస్ హీ హ్యాస్ డన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ వన్ గోదానా ఈజ్ ఇనఫ్ టు గో టు హెవెన్, బికాస్ హీ హ్యాస్ డన్ ఏ మిలియన్ ఆర్ ఈవెన్ మోర్. బట్ దెన్ హీ వెంట్ టు హెల్ అండ్ హీ ఆస్క్డ్ యమధర్మరాజా, what is this? I have done so many godanas, why I came here and why should I take birth here? Yama told, yeah, you remember only that, there are a few other things that you don't remember. He told that. Therefore there is no certainty. Godana, he said, Yama, don't worry about godana, it will come, it will come later. So now what should I do? So now is the urgently you should take birth as a small creature, the crawling creature. I am not getting the name. So it is some creature. So you have to take birth. And then he said, can I choose the place where I have to take birth? Yeah, you can, because you have so much punya. Godana punya is there. Just now you are asking, I have done million godanas. Yeah, some of it you spend and I give you a choice. Okay, I want to take birth in Vrindavan. This is Bhagavatam story, you know. He told, okay. So he takes birth in Vrindavan. So the name of the creature in Sanskrit is Krukalasaha. Girgit in Hindi. So I am not getting its English translation. So, chameleon, chameleon, that is what it is. Chameleon we have to say? Okay. So this is, whenever this is CH comes, we don't know what to say. Should we say char, should we say car, should we say shy? What to say is always a problem. So, Anyway, so he was born as a chameleon in Vrindavan. He chose Vrindavan. And in Vrindavan, this chameleon, it fell into a dilapidated well. There was some dirty water was there, some water, and it is about to die. Then Krishna, he throws his upper cloth. He saw that it is about to die and drown and die because it cannot survive in water, you know. So he throws his upper cloth, and this chameleon, it can hold on to cloth very firmly. Very sticky thing it is. And so it holds to that cloth and he takes it out and he protects. And because it was touched by Krishna, it got moksha later. That is the story of Nruga Maharaja. So, very uncertain. This birth-death thing is very uncertain. That's why all birth is painful. Therefore, those who do not choose moksha as a purusharthā, that is how Shankara connected, kimpunaha tvattaha anyat praptaha. So what about those who do not gain moksha or who are not for moksha? They have so many other things in mind, they don't want moksha now. What will happen to their fate? Yeah, this is what will happen. This is the best case scenario. So we are not saying the middle one and the lower one. We are saying the best one. If the best one is like this, then what to speak of the lower cases? In fact, why are you describing all these things here? What for you are saying all these things? So here it is clearly mentioned, all this description is coming now for the purpose of vairagya. For that reason it is described. Svarga is described, not that you go and seek it. It is described so that you avoid it. That is how it is. You have that, for that purpose it is described. Svarga. So it is said in Svarga there are many, many sense pleasures. And so, oh, then I will go. No, no, no. That is not the purpose of saying that. You should say, oh, then I don't want it. That is what you are supposed to say. For that reason it is described. Suppose I say in the 5-star hotel, they will be drinking and dancing and eating without any limits. So suppose I say that, oh, is it so? Wonderful. Then let me go. One should not say like that. That is not the purpose for which it is described. It is said like that, they are drinking and eating, overeating and dancing. It is all, it is said that so that you will gain vairagya out of for it. So, pura ulta kar diya. They do ulta. You see, one young man was coming home all the time late. Night 10, 11, 12, like that, he was coming late home. So the mother told her, you come early, you are a student and come home early, take food quickly, early, and read up to 10 o'clock and go to bed so that you can get up early in the morning. He was not following her advice. Then she thought, I will put him into line, I will put some discipline into his life. So she imagined something. She told her, you see, you are always going here and there, night time when you are coming, that tree, there is a demon on that tree. It will punish you. So from tomorrow onwards you come early. That is what she told. This is called bhutadhyasa. Adhyasa means superimposition of a bhuta. Bhuta is a demon. On that tree, there is a demon, and so it will punish you if you come. It will, because in the night time the demons become active. And so it will hurt you, so come early. That is what she told. Then this fellow, next day again, he came late. Then the mother told, yesterday I told you that there is a demon and it will cause problems to you, so come early. But why you did come late? Then he told, no, no, Amma, don't worry about the demon. I have already befriended that demon. That is what I mean. Now what she can do? The story is over. So, the point is, if we say something for the purpose of giving vairagya, and the people get attracted to that, are kya baat hai? Really? If you take Brahadaranyaka, there is a section called Brahmavidya Brahmanam. There in the very beginning, Brahmaloka is described. Brahmaloka. The same thing, Brahma Bhuvana. all its glory, this and that. There Shankara says, this description is not meant for promoting a karma. There was a karma earlier. Ashwamedha karma was there. Just this is the fourth Brahmana. First and second Brahmana. First Brahmana is Ashwamedha Brahmana. By doing Ashwamedha, one can go to Brahmaloka. That is how it is said there. Brihadaranyaka, if you open it and see, you can verify. So, somebody may like to go to this Brahmaloka by doing Ashwamedha. For that purpose, we are not describing it. We are describing it, Shruti is describing it for the purpose of instilling some vairagya. In fact, how much vairagya? That much you should be able to say, I don't want even Brahmaloka Sukha, which is the epitome of the all Sukhas in this world, in this Brahmanda, in this universe. The highest Sukha is Brahmaloka Sukha. That is the highest Sukha. And can you say, I don't want it? Can you say that? Manushya Sukha, Shrotriyasya Chakamaha Tasya. Gandharva Sukha, Shrotriyasya Chakamaha Tasya. Like that it goes, Prajapati Sukha. You should be able to say, I don't care even for that. Then you are ready for moksha. You are ready for self-knowledge. Till then you are not ready for self-knowledge. So that is how it is described. So the entire Brahmanda, the highest pleasure what it can offer, I am not interested in it. You please give it to somebody who is interested. I am not interested in it. Sir, you want to take this ice cream? I am not interested in it. You please give to others. No sir, this is very special ice cream. Vanilla is there. I am not interested. Give it to somebody else. Like that, can you say about Brahmaloka Sukha? If the answer is yes, then you are the candidate for self-knowledge. If not, not. Vaisa hota hai. So, abrahma bhuvanallokaha punaravartinorjuna. So, Shri Krishna, you tell me, up to the brahmaloka, who goes up by merit, has to come down back. Is he praising the brahmaloka? Or is he censuring the brahmaloka? He is censuring. Ninda it is. Unaravartinaha. Vapasana padta hai. So, mamupe tu, on the other hand, Kaunteya. Again, Kunti's son. So, he Kaunteya. Kunti is a very great character, I told you. So, Kunti was asked by Shri Krishna, Amma, what service can I do to you? So, he told, Vipadas santu nashyashvat tatra tatra jagadguro. Tatra tatra jagadguro. So, apunarbhava darshanam. Yenate darshanam mesyat. Apunarbhava darshanam. I remember like that. The one quarter is a small problem. Always a three quarters. I easily remember one quarter is always down. So, bhavato, now I got it. Bhavato darshanam yat syat. Yat means yena. Bhavato darshanam yat syat apunarbhava darshanam. Hey Jagadguru, O Universal Teacher Shri Krishna, my prayer to you is, let there be periodically some difficulties and calamities in my life. That is the prayer. My God. In fact, what a heart it is. What a courage it is. One should be courageous. You try. Go to Dakshinamurti or Ganesh Maharaj and say, hey Ganesha, sometimes you give me difficulty. You try to say it. You cannot say it. You shake with fear. Whereas she says it. Vipadaha, plural. Vipadas santu na shashvat, not daily, shashvat, occasionally, kabhi kabhi. Tatra tatra, she explains it. Tatra tatra means a place, at different places. Shashvat means time, in different times. Space and time, you know. Tatra tatra, in all those contexts, in all those times, vipadaha santu. Because bhavato darshanam yatsyat. You see, in the home there is an altar. We run to the altar. When? When there is pain. When there is pleasure, we run to the drawing room, bedroom or some other room, ballroom or some other room. Whereas this small altar is sitting in the room, in the house or in the heart. House means what? First it must be there in the heart, then only it will appear in the house, you know. So in the heart, in some corner, Bhagavan is sitting, denied by ourselves. We deny God for ourselves. We ourselves deny God for ourselves. And so, he is sitting in corner. We look towards that Ishvara. Stop looking towards the world and look towards that Ishvara only when the world gives a slap in the face. And the world does give. Therefore, she says, let there be calamities in life occasionally, so that bhavato darshanam yat syat, yat yasmat, because of which I am able to have your darshan. Means I relate to you, I worship you, I contemplate upon you. By then what happens? Apunar bhava darshanam. By having the realization of the Atma, Ishvara is the Atman, punar bhava darshanam nasti. Again taking birth, seeing the birth and death of oneself will not be there. That is how she seeks the blessing of Ishvara. In fact, I tell you, what pain teaches in life, pleasure can never teach. In fact, pleasure has no teaching capacity in it. Pleasure makes us blind. Only pain opens the eyes. So that way she asks. Anyway, the point is, so moksha, she wants moksha. She doesn't want some petty pleasures here and there. Even if the pleasure happens to be that of the Brahmaloka, there is vairagya, there is a dispassion even towards such a pleasure. Only such a person is eligible for this higher knowledge. Mam upetyatu kaunteya. Therefore, instead of seeking some petty gains, self-centered gains here and there of this world and hereafter, you just deny the small self itself. Deny this seeking self altogether. Just abnegate the seeking self, the seeking ego altogether. Just abnegate it so that the seeking itself will be over. And you discover your true nature as the being, unconditioned being. And the body mind, they belong to the Prakruti. They function, they are the children, they are created by the Prakruti, the child of the Prakruti, body mind, and it merges in the Prakruti. Body mind merges in the Prakruti. I have nothing to take from body mind or I have nothing to give to it. Over. And I am the being. So that is mamupetya. Tu, on the other hand. So, Mamupetya, he Kaunteya, he Arjuna, you are the son of such Kunti, who wanted only moksha and nothing else. So, you should also seek moksha. Anything less than moksha is not a proper purusharth. It comes under a lower level only. At the best you have to say like that. So, punarjanmana vidyate. So for such people, there is no rebirth, because birth happens only by association with Prakruti. For the Atma in itself, there is no birth, there is no death. Purushah Prakrutisthohi bhunte Prakrutijan gunan karanam gunasangosya sadasad yoni janmasu. Therefore, when I know that I am the being, not the doing, so I am done with the Prakruti and its movement. I am the changeless reality, the Brahman. That is moksha now and here. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Guru Bhyo Namaha. Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Namastu. Thank you.